local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome into the program, hour number two on a Friday. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Hope your work week finished up strong and you have a good weekend in store. Always appreciate you listening and your interaction as well. Text line 850-437-1620. The traffic line 850-262-6111. Austin and I will spend the next 49 minutes getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today, January 19th, 2024. We start, as we always do, with our top three stories today. In an apparent rift with the White House, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he told the U.S. he rejects the idea of a Palestinian state being created after the war in Gaza is over. The Biden administration has suggested it will keep pressing on the issue as they work with Middle Eastern powers to make a plan to end the fighting. Multiple reports say South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott will endorse former President Trump for president, and it's expected to happen tonight at an event in New Hampshire. And of course, with the move, Scott would be snubbing fellow GOP hopeful and South Carolinian Nikki Haley, and Scott ended his presidential campaign back in November. And the Biden administration today is forgiving nearly $5 billion in student debt for about 74,000 Americans. The White House says more than half of borrowers eligible for the debt relief are teachers, nurses, firefighters, and others who have been on the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program for 10 years. And this is just the latest round of debt cancellation since the Supreme Court struck down the president's sweeping student loan forgiveness program. Those are our top three stories today on this Friday, little before 5:15. We'll check in with Austin for an update on the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, the most problematic spot you're going to have in Pensacola itself is if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road. Also, you may have a little bit if you're traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards North W Street, but that's not too severe. Outside of Pensacola, on Caroline Street, rather, over in Milton, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, you're going to have some issues there, along with just some backups in downtown Milton itself. Lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street over in Pace towards Chemuckla Highway, we do have some slight backups developing there.
All right, meteorologist Alan Strum with the forecast.
Cold air is blowing back into the area, and we've got a freezing cold night ahead with overnight low temps down in the 20s. In fact, it'll be freezing overnight for a good 8 to 10 hours or so. Looking through the rest of the weekend, chilly weather, highs just in the 40s. Overnight lows Saturday into Sunday morning will also be down in the 20s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, clear skies right now, down to 52 degrees, 26 the overnight low tonight. Sunshine and a high of 44 degrees tomorrow, up to 47 on Sunday with partly sunny skies. A lot happening here locally. An employee at Pace High School is now behind bars, accused of helping her boyfriend, a convicted sex offender, from evading law enforcement. 43-year-old Marcia Stevens was initially arrested Wednesday on a charge of assisting or harboring a sex offender. She posted bond and then was arrested on Thursday for the same exact charge, plus providing false information to law enforcement about a sex offender, and now she remains held on $10,000 bond. Her boyfriend, 42-year-old Kenneth Martin, has an active warrant for failing to appear to register as a sex offender. Santa Rosa School says she is now on administrative leave pending that investigation. More late-night talk show hosts poking fun at the Escambia School District by way of the state of Florida over the attention that's been given to books, and specifically the recent reports that the district had removed for review 1,600 books, including the dictionary.
School kids down in Florida also won't be reading Ripley's Believe It or Not or the Guinness Book of World Records. What are they scared of in the Guinness Book of World Records? No daughter of mine is going to grow 40-inch fingernails and marry the fattest twins in the world. How will she even fit on the motorcycles?
That from Stephen Colbert, CBS. District Superintendent Keith Leonard sent a statement to our partners at Channel 3 that the district had, in fact, not banned the dictionary or other 1,600 books, as was reported. They are in a review process where school media specialists look at each book and determine whether they contain inappropriate content according to the new state law there. Also, learning more about a shooting last night in the Bellevue area, a reported attempted murder-suicide at a home on Windstone Drive. Investigators say a man shot his girlfriend in the abdomen. She was able to run to a neighbor's home and get help and was taken to a local hospital. A SWAT team then arrived at the home, and when officers entered, they found the man had shot himself and died at the scene. Authorities today are continuing their search for a missing kayaker in Santa Rosa County. This after dispatch received a call at around 11:15 last night. Search started last night before continuing this morning. A kayak was recovered on a piling underneath the Escambia Bay Bridge, but the man remains missing. And State Representative Alex Andrade on the Pensacola Morning News today says he's hoping to get funding for the city of Pensacola to demolish the old Baptist campus, but without a firm commitment from the city to take ownership of the land, he likely won't be able to get as much as they're hoping for.
If partners like the state, you know, partners like me say, happy to help, here's the very simple thing I need. And it's not done. I mean, like, the state's going to get some money. It's just going to be less money. And, you know, best of luck to the mayor and pursuing other sources of funding.
Andrade says the city could be looking at a total of around $5 million. That's about $2 million less than they were hoping for. Earlier this week, Mayor D.C. Reeves told News Radio he could not make a firm commitment and put the city at risk if there were unexpected costs associated with the property. Last week, Reeves did confirm that he had signed a letter of intent to take over the Baptist property, assuming they could secure all funding needed, which is estimated around $17 million. 518, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Police say they're not going to charge former Florida Republican Party Chair Christian Ziegler with sexual battery. They are forwarding a charge of video voyeurism to the state attorney's office. They say a video of a sexual encounter recorded by Ziegler on his cell phone shows a consensual act, but the alleged victim says she did not give permission to be recorded.
And lawmakers are trying to crack down on porch pirates. A bill making its way through the state legislature would create harsher punishments for suspects who steal deliveries from someone's front door. The measure would also enforce new penalties for smash-and-grab crimes, which includes organized retail theft. Offenders in both incidents would face felony charges.
One of the first things I saw this morning, footage of an Atlas Air cargo plane with flames shooting out from the engine shortly after takeoff at Miami. The pilot turned around and landed safely about 15 minutes later. The Boeing 747-8 was bound for San Juan, Puerto Rico. The FAA says in a preliminary report that a softball-sized hole above one of the plane's engines was found.
My goodness. And police are releasing the manifesto of the gunman who carried out a deadly racially motivated attack in Jacksonville. In the 27-page manifesto, Ryan Palmeter expressed hatred for blacks, Jews, and other minority groups. Police say that the 21-year-old died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound after he killed three black people at Dollar General.
And finally, House representatives are considering a bill that would force the FHSAA to ban teens sentenced as adults for murder, sexual battery, or lewd or lascivious offenses from playing sports.
Just to clarify, the FHSAA prevents the use of alcohol, tobacco, and drugs, but currently not murder and sex crimes.
You're recognized.
Thank you. That is correct.
That during today's House Education Quality Subcommittee, it passed by a 13-5 vote. Opponents say children should have a chance to be rehabilitated through programs including sports. 520, we'll take a break there. National headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Not a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, are you? Isn't this what the song they were known for back in the 70s with Willie Stargell and Roberto Clemente, the We Are Family Pirates, or am I just making that up?
I cannot tell you you're wrong because I am not much of a baseball fan, and even when I am, I like the Guardians. So, no, I know nothing about the Pirates. But maybe. I have no clue.
Yeah, 1979. confirmed.
Ah, gotcha.
So there you
go. 525 here on Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, just in time for another traffic and weather update. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. It's the coldest time of the year. Visit ECUA's website now for info on protecting your home's plumbing from the effects of freezing temperatures. That's ECUA. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile, we've still got a lot of backups there. Outside of that, we've got some at the intersection. Let's see these roads here. What is this? This is West Fairfield Drive and North Pace Boulevard. If you are at that intersection, we've got some backups in that area there. That's West Fairfield Drive and North Pace Boulevard. Outside of that, though, there's not a ton going on in Pensacola itself. Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking okay. The only other place you're going to see some issues is if you are trying to get into downtown Milton via Caroline Street. If you are traveling westbound trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown, you're going to have a lot of backups there.
Incredibly cold air is moving back into the area. We've had a few cold snaps, and it's almost like we're getting used to it. Overnight, lows down in the 20s. It'll be freezing for a long time overnight, too, 8, 9, 10 hours or so. Now, on Saturday and Sunday, highs will be in the 40s, so definitely a little chilly. We'll get some sunshine, but again, Saturday night into Sunday morning, it's back down into the 20s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. It is 53 degrees right now, down to 26 overnight tonight. 526, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. If you're just joining us, a quick recap of our top three stories today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants nothing to do with the idea of a Palestinian state being created after the war in Gaza is over. The Biden administration has suggested it will keep pressing on the issue and idea as they work with Middle Eastern powers to make a plan to end the fighting. There are multiple reports that Tim Scott, the South Carolina Republican senator, will endorse Donald Trump tonight in New Hampshire. And, of course, with the move, Scott would be snubbing. GOP hopeful Nikki Haley, who is, of course, from the state of South Carolina as well. And the Biden administration today for giving nearly $5 billion in student debt to about 74,000 Americans. National headlines today. Hunter Biden will give a closed-door deposition next month in his father's impeachment inquiry. Officials announced late yesterday he'll appeal before the House Oversight and Judiciary Committee. The move comes after Hunter previously avoided a December 13th deposition date, which prompted lawmakers to threaten him with contempt of Congress.
And House Republicans want Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to answer questions on his controversial hospital stay. House Armed Services Committee Chair Mike Rogers asked Austin to testify before the committee on February 14th. Rogers, in a letter to Austin, said that he's alarmed by the secretary's refusal to answer whether he instructed staff not to inform President Biden or others about his hospitalization.
Happening today in Washington, D.C., the 2024 March for Life.
I've been given the privilege to talk to you all on this amazing day that will happen every year until abortion is made unthinkable in this country.
And it's the group's second march in Washington, D.C. since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. The march ended at the Supreme Court building.
And congressional Republicans have wrapped up the second of two hearings that are part of an attempt to impeach the head of Homeland Security. Congressman Troy Nels of Texas thinks that it has a chance.
I think it will at least get to the House floor for a vote. I think we have a better opportunity, a better chance to impeach Mayorkas than we do Biden.
The GOP claims that Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas disregarded court orders and lied to the American people when he said the border is closed. A vote on impeachment is set for January 31st.
And in Georgia, things do not appear to be getting any better for Fannie Willis. The DA at the center of Donald Trump's election interference case in the state. According to The Guardian, Willis had travel paid for by a special prosecutor she hired for the case and with whom she's alleged to have been involved in an improper relationship. The report also says that Willis paid Nathan Wade over $650,000 as one of the lead prosecutors on the Trump case. That'll be an interesting storyline to follow here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that information got to the Trump law legal team, but obviously they're going to use that to try to get the case thrown out, and we'll see what happens. We were talking about this yesterday. Fannie Willis saying that the allegations or them coming out with this was racially motivated, but not saying it was false.
So, yeah, not a good look there.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. 5:30 Fox News update is coming up. CBS Sports Minute, our weekly conversation check-in with Channel 3 reporter and anchor Tanner Stewart is coming up after that.
John Saucier, Friday, January 19th, in this war between Israel and Hamas still raging on. Hostages still held in Gaza by the terror group. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says work's being done to try and free those hostages.
That work is serious, and it's sober, and it's ongoing. And we are represented at that table in the region trying to get those hostages released.
The United States, meanwhile, launching its fifth round of attacks against Houthi rebels in Yemen. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh talked about the strike on the Fox News channel.
It's really up to the Houthis for when they decide to stop their attacks. We know they still have capabilities. By no means did we say we have eliminated every single thing that they have, but we have degraded and completely disrupted some of their capabilities.
These attacks were on Houthi anti-ship missiles that were preparing to launch. This terror group says they're attacking ships connected to Israel because they support Hamas and their war on Israel in the Middle East. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with your money now. Not over yet. JetBlue Airways and Spirit Airlines said today they are appealing Tuesday's ruling by a federal judge that blocked the carrier's planned merger, the judge citing antitrust grounds. The judge shot down the planned $3.8 billion deal, saying it would essentially eliminate Spirit and mean higher prices for cost-conscious consumers. JetBlue says it's appealing the decision consistent with the requirements of the merger agreement. Spirit shares are surging 10% in after-hours trading in response to news of the appeal. More than a half million beds sold by Home Design Incorporated are being recalled amid a risk of breaking or collapsing during use. The Indiana-based furniture wholesaler received nearly 130 reports of the beds, various models and sizes, breaking. Led by technology issues, stocks rallied today as both the S&P 500 and Dow Industrials notched new closing highs. The S&P jumped 58 points. The Dow leaped 395. That's your money now.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. There are four games this weekend to determine who will be the last four teams standing in the NFL playoffs. We have the Texans visiting the Ravens, Green Bay going to San Francisco, the Lions hosting the Buccaneers, and then another highly anticipated chapter of Chiefs-Bills. And the team I'm the most confident in this weekend is Detroit. I absolutely love the Lions by at least a touchdown against Baker's Bucks. Enjoy the games, everybody. I'm Zach Gelb.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-5795.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com
or call 800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure.
If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, had a lot of conversation about term limits. It's a hot topic because the legislature is considering putting 8-year or maybe 12-year term limits on county commissioners. Talked with Alex Andrade about the Baptist Project and his bill about defamation lawsuits. Had a really good wrap where I talked with Josh Newby and Rusty Branch about the Baptist Hospital Project and a bunch of other stuff. And, of course, the Transgressors Memorial Ceremony. You can listen to the podcast and all of those discussions at newsradio923.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Tanner. Tanner.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather.
You love that song, don't you?
It's just so stupid. No offense to Tanner. I mean, his name's fine. The song is just goofy.
We love it. It's great.
Yeah. Not a ton going on in Pensacola at the moment. Maybe a couple of intersections like Burgess Road and North Palafox Street and North Davis Highway and Olive Road. But outside of that, Pensacola is looking fine. Same can be said about Gulf Breeze Parkway. The only other place you're going to have issues is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street over in Milton, coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown.
Cold air is blowing back into the area, and we've got a freezing cold night ahead with overnight low temps down in the 20s. In fact, it'll be freezing overnight for a good 8 to 10 hours or so. Looking through the rest of the weekend, chilly weather, highs just in the 40s. Overnight lows Saturday into Sunday morning will also be down in the 20s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now we're sitting at 52 degrees, 26 the overnight low tonight. Sunshine this weekend, 44 for a high, and 48 on Sunday. As we always do this time each Friday, Channel 3 reporter and anchor Tanner Stewart joins the program. And Tanner, sounds like Austin's not a big fan of your song, but I think he's the only one in the area that has that opinion.
Yeah, I got to be honest. You know, the song, it's kind of like just goes over my head now. I'm just used to hearing it every Friday. And for some reason, I really tuned in this time, and I took it in. And I heard a little bit there at the end. And, hey, it is what it is. I got to say, I didn't pick my name. Fun fact, though, Tanner's actually my middle name.
And
I had to disclose that every year, every day, and every class I had, especially, you know, you go to college, you don't really know the professors as close as you did in high school, and I was Daniel for a lot of them, but gone by Tanner since day one. It's not any kind of name change or anything.
Okay.
I guess some kind of goofy explanation by my parents, but yep, always gone by Tanner. But it keeps the song rolling, Joe.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, I'm not going to go on the hunt for a song about. You said it was Daniel. That's the actual first name.
That's the actual first name. Okay. Yep, named after my grandfather. Look, from what I've gathered, Tanner Daniel didn't sound as smooth as Daniel Tanner. Yeah. I don't know. I can't answer for what my parents have done.
So this wasn't a reason. There was nothing like as far as like in your broadcast career, your media career, like you did not make a choice like, hey, I'd rather go by Tanner. This was something from day one.
Always gone by Tanner. No one, even my parents, don't refer to me as my first name, my legal first name. And now I've kind of dropped it even in my signature because of this very reason right here, Joe. I've had to explain this for a long
time. Okay. Yeah, no, that was pretty earth-shattering for me to know that. You should try to, you know, if you want to make yourself sound more self-important, maybe go D. Tanner Stewart, you know, like Esquire or something like that.
I have done that in times when I need to to make myself feel that way. Sure.
There you go. Tanner, I want to ask you, I think it's interesting, and I know that pretty much all of the local media outlets have been really keeping tabs on the Old Baptist Hospital property, and primarily over the last few months we've heard from Mayor Reeves just talking about, hey, you know, we've requested of the state, we're looking for other funding partners and all that. And then what started off as a negotiation between the city and Baptist Hospital for a property donation agreement has turned into last week a confirmation that the mayor did sign a letter of intent, provided the city can get all of the funding that they're looking for. And then over the last couple of weeks, we've had Andrew has had on State Representative Alex Andrade, and Andrade has kind of made it very clear that he is of the opinion that, hey, unless the city can kind of guarantee that they're going to own the property, there may not be able to get as much from the state as they're looking for. I'm just curious to know what you make of the back and forth here that we've seen in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, you nailed it. It does seem like there is support from the state, you know, starting with Representative Andrade, our local delegate, and there is support, but it goes back to the assurances of what will happen with this property. What is its intent? What can be developed here? It's gone on months. You know, we followed the process from Baptist, you know, confirming with the city that they are interested in a deal, to what's going to actually happen with this property and what buildings can be demolished and what buildings can just simply be restored and don't have to be knocked down, which I think could save costs or maybe help advance, you know, some of the things they're looking to do in there. But the mayor has insisted that his goal is to keep taxpayers from having to foot this bill. And it is upwards of $18 million, I believe that's the figure. Mm-hmm. And if they can meet that, then it will be at least off of the taxpayer's shoulders, this initial investment. But can we come up with that money? Can the city find the funding to do that? That's yet to be seen. But as I mentioned, as you mentioned with the state, it seems they're willing to put it in there, but they need to know a concrete plan of what exactly that money's going toward. And I think we have an idea. It sounds like, you know, some sort of affordable housing over there in that area, but will 100% of the property be for affordable housing? And exactly what the state's looking for, I couldn't tell you. But they just need the assurances that if they're going to put money toward this, it's going to be for what they had intended it for. And so I don't know of any timeline of when this thing could be complete, but I know it's a priority for the mayor, and obviously got the state listening now.
We have in this past week a permanent superintendent, as Keith Leonard was voted unanimously. What do you make of his reward for being named the permanent superintendent, is that he is now catching stray shrapnel from ABC's Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert over the book, quote, book ban or book review controversy.
That's right. Yeah, and, man, we could talk for hours about this because it seems, you know, one issue in the Escambia County School District stems from another issue, from another issue, from another issue. So all of that being said, I spoke with Superintendent Leonard today, who tells me he can't necessarily worry about what's happened, and obviously there's little they can say in regards to that book issue. But I can tell you, I don't think the board is surprised to have appointed him, you know, for the permanent position. Leonard was a nominee for the job back when they changed from elected to appointed. They, you know, ended up going with Dr. Tim Smith, who we saw didn't have a very long tenure in the district, and that concluded the night that the district decided on a decision for Warrington Middle. So I think there are probably several issues that led to the firing of Dr. Smith and ultimately the appointment of Keith Leonard as the interim. But now that he's permanent, I think, you know, he tells you that his top priority is the students and the teachers and upping that teacher pay and finding a consistent base to continuously raise that teacher pay. We've seen that lately in districts across the area. We've seen, you know, a push for teacher pay in the state, especially from, you know, our state teachers union is always advocating for that. His goals seem to be in line with what the board wants, and I think more so the community, at least a majority of them. Joe, it'll just be interesting to see if he can, you know, level that playing field, so to speak, and keep the divisiveness out of the board meetings. You know, we've seen a lot of issues with the Escambia County Schools. You talk about the books, you know, I mean, that speaks for itself. This all started over a number of books being submitted for review that's turned into 1,500 taken off the shelves. He's got a tough job. It will be interesting to see if he can balance all of it.
Talking with Channel 3 reporter and anchor Tanner Stewart on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Tanner, there was a poll recently off of the heels of last week's NFL playoff games asking people what's the coldest temperatures they'd be willing to go and sit at an outdoor pro sports event. 38% of men said they'd be fine with freezing temperatures. And then on the flip side, 13% of men said they would not go to a sporting event if it was 13% of men say they wouldn't watch a sporting event unless it was at least 50 degrees. What side of the coin are you on that?
You know, we actually were talking about this the other night. We were outside of the Northwest Florida Wildlife Sanctuary, and we stood there for probably 10 minutes outside the car. And it was in the 30s, I think, and it just dawned on me. I thought, I would never go to a football game in this weather. Unless it's a significant game, right? Unless it's like a major playoff game that you've just been dying to see. I'm good at home, Joe. I've really become accustomed to my home concession stand, and, you know, you've got your own TV set up. It really, really, really depends on the game. My brother, I always go back to this when I was in the seventh grade. He played it was the high school quarterfinals. Somewhere around 13, 14 degrees. And we had snow, and the snow had kind of carried over from the last few days. And we stood there, just stood there in the bleachers. And that has to be one of the coldest days of my life and probably the coldest football game I'll ever want to be at. So I'm out. Look, I'm not a Chiefs fan. I don't have many teams that I watch consistently up north, so I'll leave it to them.
All right, Tanner, we'll get you out of here on this. I wish I could take credit for this, but I cannot. A listener texted this in. Has anybody in your life referred to you as Danny Tanner?
That actually came later. It dawned on me. I was a huge Full House fan, and it wasn't until way later that I realized, wait a second, Bob Saget is Danny Tanner, who's also a TV host. Uh-huh. Wake Up San Francisco, I think, was the show.
Yep.
So, yeah, it does come more often now. I'll get some messages here and there. Hey, do you remember Danny Tanner? There was a show called Full House.
Look, yeah, of course I do.
I was a Full House.
Yeah.
Big fan. Another one, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? John Goodman plays Big Dan T.
Oh. Okay.
So here's another one, okay? O.J. Simpson. His wife, Nicole Simpson, the night of her murder, she was with a man, I believe his name was Ronald Goldman.
Ron Goldman, yeah.
Ron Goldman was dropped off by a man named Stuart Tanner.
Okay.
So there's a lot out there, I think.
Hmm.
At least three or four.
Okay. Well, yeah, I really like Danny Tanner, I don't know that one will stick for me, but that was a good idea though from the listener there. All right, Tanner, you have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Okay.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great weekend.
All right. One only Tanner Stewart on News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. I did Daniel Tanner Stewart. That's good info right there. Good intel.
I still can't get over the Stewart Tanner connection with OJ. I was not fearful.
I was prepared. Like, where is he going? Yeah. What's about to happen here?
The bottom line is he can go by whatever name he wants. I wouldn't recommend Stewart Tanner if that's the connection that we're trying to make there.
All right. Let's get a quick check. Anything yes or no on the roads?
Nah.
All right. 53 degrees right now, 26 and clear overnight tonight. Sunshine this weekend, highs of 44 tomorrow and 48 on Sunday. We're back in just a moment here to go over some wacky stories and good news on Pensacola right now.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
News Radio 92.3, get your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 5:55 here, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Not a ton going on in Pensacola itself. Seems like a lot of the traffic in that area is dying down. Gulf Breeze Parkway has been smooth sailing for a while now, and Caroline Street was giving us issues if you were traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, but that has seemingly smoothened out as well.
All right, check with meteorologist Alan Strum on the weekend forecast.
Incredibly cold air is moving back into the area. We've had a few cold snaps, and it's almost like we're getting used to it. Overnight, lows down in the 20s. It'll be freezing for a long time overnight, too, 8, 9, 10 hours or so. Now, on Saturday and Sunday, highs will be in the 40s, so definitely a little chilly. We'll get some sunshine, but again, Saturday night into Sunday morning, it's back down into the 20s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. We are sitting at 53 degrees right now, 26 the overnight low tonight. 5:55, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at some of the wackier stuff happening in the headlines today. I love this one. I love everything about this one. I hope it comes true.
Okay.
Kids dressed up as animals could be removed from Oklahoma public schools by animal control under a new bill.
Okay.
It takes aim at a subculture called furries.
Mm-hmm.
People who wear costumes and act like cats and dogs. Listen, if you want to be a furry, you want to do it on your own time, that's fine with me. Live your life, knock yourself out. The legislation would prevent anybody wearing animal outfits from participating in school curriculum or activities. I need that to happen. I need somebody to catch that on video when it does.
Yeah, I mean, look, I am...
It's not going to happen, but...
I'm very proud to say I am not a representative of the furry community, but it's like dressing up as animals is ridiculous if you're at a professional environment, which school is for kids, if you're at a professional environment, no matter what. But some of the stuff that goes on in that subculture, as it's called, weird, objectively weird stuff.
Yeah,
there's a new campaign inspired by Dry January that will give 10 people $10,000 each for giving up their smartphone for a full month. It's from the fancy yogurt brand Siggy's, and they say that they're doing it because the average person spends 5.4 hours on their phones each day, and they believe in the power of living a simpler life with fewer distractions. If you're interested, you can apply on their website from now through January 31st. Mm-hmm. You'll need to write a 100 to 500 word essay on why you need a digital detox, and the quality of that essay will be a factor on if you get picked. You'll also get 1 month prepaid flip phones, so you can still be reached. Joe, you asked me last hour if I would do this. Would you?
Yeah. You know, I would consider it if it was in, if this was actually taking place in the month of January, and this is why. During playoff football,
yeah,
when it comes to the time changes of going from, you know, the traditional NFL schedule, it's like noon and then 3:30 kickoffs or whatever. Well, now that we're here, they move the games back to where the second playoff game on Sunday, which is usually the bigger game in this week, for example, the Chiefs and the Bills, it will start at 5:30, and I have church starting at 6. So I go through the whole thing of making sure my radio's off, my cell phone's turned off, my watch is turned off.
You're going dry.
Because I don't
anyway.
Want anything. Yeah, I don't want anybody or anything to, you know, let me in on what's going on so I can go watch the full DVR version. So that's the month of January through the Super Bowl. So if you told me I could do that from like January 15th to February 15th, I'd be like, I could probably make that, because other than playoff football, there's not really too much in the sports world that's really interesting to me right now.
Right.
So it would be the easiest stretch, I think, to, you know, better serve me in my quest for $10,000.
Gotcha. And a California family is filing a lawsuit against a principal and superintendent in San Diego after their son was accused of wearing blackface at a football game. We heard about this recently with the young Kansas City Chiefs fan, but this time it's a 13-year-old eighth grader at Maryland's middle school.
Yeah,
something like that, in La Jolla. The lawsuit says that the boy and his classmates put on the black face paint during a football game back in October. The boy's lawyer says that the students painted each other with warrior face paint to show team spirit, not to demonstrate anything racial like blackface. The kid was suspended for 2 days and banned from attending any of the district's sporting events.
I saw a picture of this student. It was pretty obvious to me what it was, because, you know, you even have at the college and NFL level, you know, gone are the days where back in the 80s and 90s where you'd have the players that have the eye black where they just put it under your eye.
Right. People get creative.
They get creative. They do this whole thing around their eyes, and that's kind of – it's exactly what it looked like. So
it wasn't even his entire face?
No, it wasn't his whole face.
Oh,
it was
come
like around
on.
His eyes, and it was like down like in triangles down around his mouth. So that's what it was.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, he clearly wasn't trying
to
do that.
Now the parents are suing the district because they were like, hey, this wasn't right at all. And another example of being man's best friend, a dog in Philly kept digging holes in his owner's yard, and the owner couldn't figure out why. Turns out there was an underground gas leak that could have caused a huge explosion. It took workers 3 days to fix it. And they say if the dog hadn't found it, the woman's whole house could have blown up.